15 Houston, you're back with us again.
Roger, we've been here all along, Bob.
Roger, we had the usual signal break when we went around in PTC there. Let me ask you one question. The ECOMs are interested in getting a verification on the O2 tank 3 readout, since there's a difference of 8% there. And then after we get that, we'll proceed with this update. It's a fairly long one, so I guess you might as well drag out your flight plan.
We're reading 7-4 on board.
Roger, understand, 7-4. Okay, Jim, and we'll start this flight plan update at 71 hours, so you can tell me when you get there.
Okay, I'm there.
All right. At 71 hours, we want to add the following information. High gain antenna on MISFIN Q. And note that we won't stop PTC. We'll have to give you the numbers depending on where you are in PTC as we come around at this point. Second line is S-band AUX TV to Science. Pan camera mode to standby. That's a verify. Pan camera power on. Pan camera self-test to heaters. Mapping camera on to standby. Then after 5 minutes, pan camera power off. And S-band AUX TV off. Copy.
Okay, here's the readback, Bob. At 71 hours, high gain antenna on MISFIN Q, S-band AUX TV to Science, pan camera mode to standby, that's a verify. Pan camera power on, pan camera self-test the heaters, mapping camera on to standby. After 5 minutes, pan camera off, and S-band AUX TV off.
Roger, that's good. Okay, next item at 7115. This will be a line added in after the CM/LM pressure equalization decal. And the line says, press equal valve, close. Over.
Roger, at 7115, pressure equalization valve, close.
Roger, and next one's on 73 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay, go.
Okay, and at 73:15, we will delete the line referring to wastewater dump. Wastewater dump will be deleted.
Okay, I copy, delete the wastewater dump.
Okay, next one will be at 8142. The configuration for the camera there, we're changing that from CM4 to CM3 on the second line.
Okay, CM3 for CM4.
Roger. Next one's on 8424, 8424.
Okay, go.
Now, Roger, also configuration of the camera, and we'll change that one also to CM3 instead of CM4.
I copy.
Now, Roger, and then over on the other side of the page at 8440, again, Terminator photos. The first one, the first line there, E440, will now read EL on. And the time will be T start minus 140, 140.
Okay, I copy.
And then at 8442, EL off will now be at EL off, parenthesis, T start.
I copy.
Okay, and we have two general notes. One refers to SIMDOR jet, and it's a reminder that we verify that the Lexan shield is mounted in window 5 with the cardboard shade off for photographs of SIMDOR jet. That this is about 74 hours.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, and second one is with respect to the optics cals. And I guess we should explain here that people are wringing their hands down here about the fact that we looked at a little bit of a bias drift when you guys zeroed the optics the first day. And we set up some procedures yesterday saying to be careful when you were doing it for P23, and then everybody else got decided that we ought to be careful when we did it for other things besides P23. And so we have the following procedures, which are basically to avoid high trunnion rates for all optics zeroing so that we don't get any possible shift of the mirror calibration. And the procedures are twofold. First, I guess you might write them down someplace. If the optics power is off, place zero switch off before turning the optics power on. And then after the power is on, drive the optics manually to a trunnion of less than 10 degrees before placing the zero switch on. Over.
Okay, Bob, if optics power off, then optics zero switch zero.
Roger, it really is, if optics power off, place the zero switch to off before turning.